There are many, many names of the Lord Jesus Christ in the Word of God. There are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of names. Some are well known, some are not so well known. Look at six or seven over the last month or so. But this morning we're looking at the name of the Lord Jesus, a nail in a sure place. Have you ever heard of that before? The name of the Lord Jesus is as a nail in a sure place. My dad loved nails. He used to collect nails. He used to pull them out of old bits of wood, put them in a vise and straighten them with a hammer. He spent hours and hours and hours messing about with bent nails. But equal to him in the ministry of nails was my mother. Lily was an expert in hammering nails all over the walls. She loved it. The mirror would be on that wall one day, and on that wall another day. The photograph of the family would move from that wall to the back wall, and it was a constant revolving circus. And you never knew where you were, until one day I had a brilliant idea, and I hit the hammer. And that stopped the circus forever. A nail in a sure place. Many, many precious names. But let me just turn you now to Zechariah chapter 10 and just a few verses from there. Ask ye of the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain, so the Lord shall make bright clouds and give them showers of rain to every one grass in the field. This is the promise of God to Judah, to Israel. For the idols have spoken vanity, and the diviners have seen a lie, and have told false dreams. This is the state of the country at that time. They comfort in vain, therefore they went their way as a flock. They were troubled, because there was no shepherd. What a picture of modern day Britain, isn't it? We were not here to feel sad and to feel sorry, because the Lord's still in charge. Things are as they are because it's the Lord's will and He is working in the situation. So let's rejoice in that. When Jesus was facing Calvary, He led them in the singing of a hymn. He became the Messiah, the musical Messiah. He began to sing. He became at that particular point the sweet singer of Israel. There was joy and there was happiness. Who, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross. Thus, the whole of Christianity turns everything else upside down. We see things from a different perspective. My anger was kindled against the shepherds, and I punished the goats. For the Lord of hosts hath visited his flock, the house of Judah, and hath made them as his goodly horse in the battle. He used them for his own purpose. For out of that situation shall come forth the cornerstone. The cornerstone, the whole building of the edifice of the church, the tabernacle of God. Out of him, the nail. The Messiah is called the nail. Out of him, the battle bow. Out of him, the absolute almighty that will deal with every situation. And so one of the names of the Lord Jesus is the nail. Let me read you another passage from, a lovely passage from Isaiah 22. And the key of the house of David I will lay upon his shoulder, so he shall open and none shall shut, and he shall shut and none shall open. And I will fasten him as a nail in a sure place. That's what the Almighty has done. He has taken the Messiah of Israel, he has taken the Lion of the tribe of Judah, and fastened him as a nail in a sure place in the edifice of the tabernacle of God, the church, every believer, the great universal cathedral of all believers. That's what he has done. I will fasten him as a nail in a sure place. And he shall be there a glorious throne to his father's house. And they shall hang upon him all the glory of his father's house, the offspring and the issue, all vessels of small quantity, from the vessels of cups, even to all the vessels of flagons. In that day, saith the Lord, shall the nail that is fastened in a sure place be removed and be cut down and fall, and the burden that was upon it shall be cut off, for I the Lord have spoken. Now that 25th verse isn't speaking about Messiah. He's speaking about a man called Eliakim, who was a prophet. But he was a bad prophet, but the Lord used him. He uses good men, he uses bad men. And he used Eliakim to do certain things. But over and beyond the work and ministry of Eliakim is the work and the ministry of the Lord Jesus. He said the Lord Jesus would be as a nail, as a pin, as a peg, as a girder. He would support the building of his making, he being the chief cornerstone. The Lord Jesus is the foundation of the church. He is the chief cornerstone. He is the foundation, the walls, the roof. He is the complete totality of the church is in the Lord Jesus. He is the support of great strength and purpose. And the pin, the nail, is equal in strength to the building in which it is fixed. My grandson just had some alterations done at home. And it's been quite a chaotic mess. And they've had to take walls down and remove doors and take windows out. And then they've had to put a pin, it's an RSJ actually, it's a big pin, right across the walls to support the ceiling and the walls. It's a pin, it's a nail, it's a girder, set in a sure place. It's not going to move. It's equal to the strength of the house. It will not move. It's there. It's been built in. It's there by design. It is there by purpose. And that is exactly what's happened in the ministry of the Lord Jesus. Wonderful. A nail in a sure place. The Bible's full of nails. I like going to Aldi's. They're lovely superstories, Aldi's. Better than any other nailer. You go to Aldi's, you know, and you can buy hundreds of nails in a little box for about £2. All fancy colours, fancy shapes. You can buy another box full of screws. Absolutely wonderful. I've got some. And yesterday I fixed 8 hanging baskets in the garden. All little tucks, filled them with trailing lobelia and with fuchsias and with all kinds of stuff. And I got these nails with a little funnel on, and when you hammered them in, the nail just slightly turned round, they're in to stay. I fixed them as a nail in a sure place. And so we find all the vessels of the tabernacle. We're going back, you see, the whole of the Word of God covers them from Genesis to Revelation. We're talking about nails, and they're all over the place. And if you go to Exodus 27, verse 19, all the vessels of the tabernacle, in all the services thereof, and all the nails, all the pins thereof, and all the pins and the nails in the court shall be made of brass. Good quality stuff. That's what the Lord did. It wasn't cheap. It was brass. And they held up the tabernacle. And then in Ezekiel 15:3, we read, men will take a pin, and on it will hang their vessels to display to visitors and to the home. These are fixed by nails. That's what they're there, they're the display. so people can come and see. And in Ezekiel 15 we have the same idea. And then moving on to Isaiah 22 from 22 to 25, and I will fasten him as a nail in a sure place. So Lord Jesus, the Saviour of the world, the Redeemer of the church, he is strong, he's absolutely as firm as the building itself, for he is the building. He created the world, he's good at fixing things. I will fix him as a nail, he fixed the universe in less than no time. He fixed the heavens, and then he fixed the earth, and then he fixed the sea, and then he fixed the animals, then he fixed man. Made a pile of dust and breathed into dust and made him the breath of life. He just did the same not long ago. He just made a cloud of dust and stopped all the airplanes flying. He's good with dust, he's the Saviour. He's absolutely wonderful. And that's what we read there, that he speaks the peg and the pin that was built into the wall of the eastern building. The old buildings, there's lots of references to the buildings in Jerusalem. Jesus once said, don't hide your treasure where thieves can break through and steal. The old plaster where they could just chisel a hole in and get through, and if they knew where the valuables on the other side and take. He said, no, lay up for yourself treasure in heaven. That's where our treasure needs to be. Let's invest in heaven. Let's invest all of it in heaven. Lovely thing to do. It speaks of strength. Firm and strong. And we see this clearly. It serves two purposes. It bears the building. It bears the weight of the building. The church belongs to Jesus Christ. It's his church. We talk about different denominations, and they're all wonderful, and they've all done a wonderful work. And we pray in our church for every movement, for the Nazarenes, for the Brethren, for the Pentecostals, for the C of E. We pray for them all. I heard one of the best messages I've heard for years in the Congregational Church in Whitby. It was absolutely outstanding. In fact, when I got home, I don't often do this, I found out where he lived, got his telephone number and rang him. And told him, I said, that was outstanding, my friend. May the Lord bless you and increase your ministry. He said, I'm so sorry they didn't send us anything from the convention. I said, don't worry about that, you've missed nothing. The ministry is what counts, not the singing. It's the ministry, and that was lovely. And he says, well, I'm so encouraged. It's good to encourage people, isn't it? And that's what this church is full of the happiness of the Lord. We are aware that the Lord is moving in a lovely, gentle way, in a way in which we can handle. And the Lord is here. Everything that we do in this church is to the glory of the Lord Jesus. We help each other. We serve the Lord. We have a confidence in each other, and that's necessary. Don't lose confidence. Keep the confidence and the assurance of the Lord in our hearts for him and for each other. And so the nail was built into the building. In some of the old-fashioned buildings in Leeds, there's a great big lump of wrought iron on the outside wall, and then coming right through the wall itself comes the bars. And then there's another big flange on the inside. It's part of the structure of the building. It's used to bear burdens. And the teaching here is that the Lord Jesus Christ is in the church and will bear the burdens of the church. It's the Lord's church. And I'm happy to go along in the knowledge that the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. For the nail is fixed in a sure place. It's not going to be knocked down. It's not going to be loosened. It's not going to fall out. It's not going to decay. The church will glorify the name of the Lord Jesus in every generation. And so it was used to bear burdens. And we see easily the picture of the Messiah, the symbol of the Lord Jesus. He is not only the foundation of the church, but for the people who are in the church, in the building itself, as you and I are this morning, he is a nail in a sure place. You know where you are with the Lord Jesus. A nail in a sure place. Upon whom his people can hang all their burdens. all their cares, all their fears, all their anxieties. Pretty good, isn't it? When did you last hang anything on the Lord Jesus? Have you carried the burden alone? Have you struggled through years and years with this problem or that problem, financial, family, spiritual, whatever, work, it can be anything. But let me just remind you this morning that the Lord has been fixed as a nail in a sure place in the church. And we can come and we can bring our cares and anxieties. He indeed is our burden bearer. He bears our griefs and he carries our sorrows. We do not grieve like other men. We do not walk through the valley of the shadow of death like other men. We hear the song. We hear the ministry. We see the glory. We are aware of the majesty. We know that beyond time there is eternity. And beyond our understanding there is the glory and the majesty of God. He can and does uphold all things by the word of his power. He is a strong Saviour, a nail in a sure place. Place your burden on the nail in a sure place this morning and leave it there. Let me just point out one simple truth. The nail is only for those who are on the inside of the building. Lots of churches talk as though all the blessings of the Lord are for everybody. In a sense, that's true, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten. But the blessings are for those who believe, for those who trust, for those who obey, for those who are obedient, for those who seek his word. For those who open, lead in prayer, have their lives led in prayer. For those who are giving and serving and caring and loving and being shared in ministry. The nail is for those on the inside of the building of the Lord through the Spirit. There's a special relationship between you this morning, my brother, my sister, because you are on the inside of the building. And the nail in a sure place is there to support the whole church. And for it is also there that you may hang your burdens on it. Part of the structure. The second purpose of the nail in a sure place is that on it may hang all the vessels of small quantity. This is a lovely passage of Scripture. You know, the Bible is not to be read like the comic cuts. Someone says to me, I'm reading this verse now. That's lovely. Read whatever version God blesses you. But sometimes, you know, things are hidden. The Lord hides things. They're there for his people. They're not there for general consumption. They're for his people. Some things are. Some things are wonderfully available for all. But here we find that on it may hang all the vessels of small quantity. From the vessels of cups and goblets to all the vessels and the great big flagons. Isaiah 22:24. The wealth of the ancient people, the ancient Eastern people, their wealth was in gold, it was in silver, it was in brass, it was in raiment, it was in armor, it was in ornaments. What have you got hanging over the old fireplace at home? Something that you love and something that you care for, that's it. And you think it's worth displaying, you think it's worth showing to others. It's precious to you. And that's what they would hang on the peg built into the wall. It would be in the most conspicuous position for the administration, for the admiration of all who entered the building. And there's a lovely, lovely story. Let me just turn to it. It speaks of the Queen of Sheba. She came to the king. It was quite a meeting. A famous queen and a very famous king. The Lord can deal with everyone. The beggar in the street, the king on the throne. 1 Kings 10:10. And she gave the king 120 talents of gold, and of spices very great store, and precious stones. There came no more such abundance of spices as those which the Queen of Sheba gave to King Solomon. She brought them to the house of Solomon. She brought them as gifts, and she gave them to him. That was the gift. And in 1 Kings 10:17, the story unfolds, and Solomon made 300 shields of beaten gold. 3 pounds of gold went into one shield, and the king put them in the house of the forest of Lebanon. He took the gifts, he had the talents of gold beaten into shields, and he hung them on a nail in a sure place in the house. And all King Solomon's drinking vessels were of gold, and all the vessels of the house of the forest of Lebanon were of pure gold. None were of silver. It was nothing accounted for of in the days of Solomon. May I suggest this morning to each of us that that is exactly what we do. We bring our gifts. We bring our love. We bring our gifts which are small. We bring the gifts which are a little greater. For we all have something to give to him. We are his glory. We're not gold shields or something better than that. He has fashioned us. He has made us the gold of God. He has made us the menorah of God, the golden candlestick beaten from one solid piece of gold. And that's what we are. And we are taken, and we are to the glory of God. And he takes us and he places it within his house. We are to the glory of God. We can give him. We can hang on the nail in a sure place. First of all, we can bring a loving heart, a heart that loves the Savior. We can bring an adoring spirit on the nail. The little cup is hung as well as the large flagon. You remember when the Lord Jesus turned all the water into wine? They were massive. I think there were 40 gallons in each thing. They're big cups, aren't they? And that's what they do, used to hang them there. And they were vessels of quality, high quality. What strength there is in the nail. I suggest to you that then one of the names of the Lord Jesus is quite special. It's quite different. It's very, very meaningful. And it's absolutely basic to the way that we live and to the way that we believe. We have a nail fixed in a sure place. His name is Jesus. He is our Savior. He's our Lord. We take our lives and we hang them on the nail. We give him the glory. We give him the gifts of friendship, the gifts of love, the gifts of prayer, the gifts of outreach, the gifts of printing. Every gift that's in this church, and this gift, it may be small. This church may be small, but it's very, very strong. And if you look around carefully with the eye of faith, you'll see the nail in a sure place. And on it, your gift will be hung. Your gift will be hung. Your gift will be hung. The gold of your life will be hung there. It will be on display. It will be to the glory of God. What strength the nail is in a sure place. Lord Jesus, we worship you and we adore you. And this morning we come together and as one. We hang on the nail, the gifts and the love that we have. And it's not insignificant, is it, that when you come to Calvary, the nail in is your place. Through the left hand, through the right hand, through his feet. Fixed in is your place for our redemption. May God bless this word for Jesus.
You're my soul and my heart with inspiration. You're all I got. You my heart.